So Gemara says on Yud Ches Amud Beis, Meiru Me'idin Oso. Kohen Gadol testifies, and we testify upon him. Meid, frak the Gemara Kasha, Vatanya Vesalamta, Pamashata Mesalim, Pamashayeta Mesalim. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Isn't there a din of Kavod Abrius? Isn't there a din that sometimes it's not roi for a person? This din is talking, like we said, it's talking about a zakin vein l'fichodo, you shouldn't do a Shabbos Aveda. So the Gemara fet akasha, so too for a Kohen Gadol. It's not roi for him to come stam to give edus. And it's in l'fichodo, we should extract from the din of a Shabbos Aveda, of zakin vein l'fichodo, and apply it to the din of a Kohen Gadol testifying that it shouldn't be, it's beneath his kavod, and he shouldn't have to testify. That's what we asked. The Gemara's kasha is a problem because the Rambam Shita and Paskin based on like that in the Mechaber and Hilchos HaShavas Aveda is that the Rambam Shita is against the Rosh, but the Rambam Paskin is that you're allowed to be Meichel on your Kavod. And if a Talmud Chacham wants or a Zakin wants to go and be Meishav Aveda even though it's beneath his Kavod, he's allowed to. So what's the Gemara's kasha? If you're extracting from those halachas, and the halacha is according to the Rambam that what? That you're allowed to be meichel on your kavod. So say, the Gemara says, made when he's meichel on his kavod. So that's a raya to the Rosh Hashita, that the Rama paskins, that you're not allowed to be meichel. So unless we say that there's a chiluk between Eidus, Kohen Gadol being made, and Aveda was only where the Rambam would say it. But when it comes to Eidus, for some reason, even the Rambam would be meideh, that he wouldn't be able to be meichel on his kavod in order to testify. But there's some explanation that has to be understood within the Gemara's kasha. Similarly, the Rabbeinu Yonah asks that there's also halacha that just like zakin v'in l'fichodo, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, it's only if it was my hefsid, I wouldn't do that for myself. Meaning it's a dollar. It's beneath my kavod for me to be involved in such petty cash. So I'm going to be meichel on it. But if it was a $1 million deal, that I myself would get my hands dirty and I would step in the mud in order to be meishev it, if it was the hefsid klape him, he would have done it. So then the din of zakin v'in l'fichodo doesn't apply. Correct, the Rabbeinu Yonah. So maybe that's the case. Maybe it's a real big din in Mamanis case, and therefore just like the din of zakin v'in l'fichodo, all similar kashas that are all the Rabbeinu Yonah asked on this Gemara as well. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, the Mishnah sounds like it's talking about every case. Fine. Maybe we'll see a possible other teretz to the Rabbeinu Yonah's question as we proceed. So the Gemara says, Haketzad, Kain Mehu Beikas Sakfaras. One of the cases where it's not appropriate is a Kain Mehu Sakfaras. Zakin Vein Lefichvodo, or it's just beneath someone's covet. Osha Isam Malacha Shalom Rubu Vishal Chavero, or it's just too much of a hefset for me, and I gotta make my money, and this is going to be a loss of money. L'kach nemer v'salamta, l'kach nemer v'salamta. So now the Gemara asks, so also by Kohen Gadol, and for the Gemara, so the Gemara answers, Amrav Yosef Meid L'melech. So the Gemara initially answers, you're right, it's not talking about a case where it's not b'chavadik to the Kohen Gadol, he's going to be made to someone who's above him, he's giving testimony to the Melech. Good? Fine. So we ask the following question. So Taisa says, made by Tani v'Salamta. So Taisa says, in time of a lukma be'edus hachodesh, the vade kohen gadol made the disura. Taisa, second Taisa is on the daf. Taisa says, what do you mean? What was the Gemara's kasha? Similarly to all the kashas I asked, Taisa is chipping away at the Gemara as well. Taisa says, okay, he's not made when it comes to dinei mamonis, but he has to be made for issur v'heter. How does Taisa know that? Taisa says because, in general, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, whenever it comes to issues of kavod, Bishlam, when it comes to Dine Mamanis, when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, we could say that Gadol kavod Abrius, and therefore you don't have to return the item, you don't have to deal with the issue of Dine Mamanis. But says the Gemara in Brachas, when it comes to violating Isurim, in Chachma Vein Tuna L'Neged Hashem, you can't have any other calculations when it comes to the Dvar Isser V'Heter, and why can't you just say that the Eidus has to do with Isser V'Heter? So Taisus has a technical answer, but clearly Taisus is under the assumption that you're right. Kohen Gadol would for sure have to be made if it was a case of Isser V'Heter, And on top of that, even Nanis ever had to like Kiddush HaChodesh, or let's say Mishum Iguna, let's say he knows about whether or not the husband was killed in a war, or he's alive, all those cases of Isser V'Heter, that for sure the Kohen Gadol would have to come. But also L'chora for Malkus, or Dina Nefashos, L'chora Taisus would hold that that would for sure apply, and the Gemara's Kasha would not be a Kasha on that. And Taisus' answer is that, yeah, but the Gemara thought that the Ein Meid, so is all cases, even Dina Mamas. But Taisus' shita is that a Kohen Gadol has to testify for Isser V'Heter and anything alike outside of Dina Mamas. But if you look at the Rambam from last week, we printed it with the Maram HaKohen. Everyone has it. Rambam the Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. The Rambam starts off quoting a Gemara in Shavuos. We're going to see that Gemara in Shavuos in a second. Haya Eid Chacham Gadol Vaya Beis Din Pachs Mimena B'Chachma. If the aid was a big Talmud Chacham and it was a Zilzil, the Bezdin is not as big of a Talmud Chacham as him. Holding Kvod Shayelich Lefneim, Asni Shal Kavra Taira Adif Yesh Lalimane, since it's not Kavadik for him to go to the Bezdin, so the essay of Kavod HaTaira outweighs his mitzvah to be made. It's unbelievable, Rabbi say. There's a pasuk in Vayikra. There's a din. A chiyuv d'oraisa to give edus, if you know edus. Im lo yagid v'nasa avodno. You have a chiyuv to give edus. You have to testify. And yet, the Gemara says that if it's beneath someone's kavod, the essay of Kavod HaTaira is now outweighing that chiyuv d'oraisa to give edus. So said the Rambam, Amed Varma Murim Be'edus Mom. That's what the Rambam says. So now, what does the Rambam continue? Aval Be'edus Shemafrish Bohen, not only Rosh Hashanah Adam Reacha, Aval Be'edus Shemafrish Bohen Men Isser, V'chein Edus Nefashos, Rosh Hashanah Adam Reacha Eitan, what does the Rambam say? Exactly what Eitan says. O Malkus, Hoylechumeid. Right? So the Rambam clearly draws the distinction that Tosfos just said, that from the Gemara, that it's obvious that Kavod HaBrius and Kavod HaTaira does not, the Cheshbon of Kavod does not exist when it comes to Yisurim, when it comes to Nefashos or anything extreme above and beyond Mom. Ein Chochma LeNegad Hashem. The Rambam even quotes the Pasuk. Kol Makos Sheyishchel Hashem, Ein Mashkichon Al Kavod HaRav. Good? Comes on the Rambam in Halacha Gimel. Kohen Gadol Eino Chayav LaHoyed Ela Eidus Shu LeMelech Yisrael Belvad. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam paskins our Gemara. Rambam says that a Kohen Gadol is only made for a Melech, but not for anyone else. So now I ask you, how do you read this Rambam? Kohen Gadol is not made for a Melech. So now I want to know, what's the Rambam Shita? Does the Rambam agree to the Tosfos that makes a distinction between Mammon and Isser and Nefashos and Malkus? What do you think? From Halacha Gimel. You think not. You think that across the board, the Rambam says that what? That he's Potter. And the only one he's made in any situation is Melech. I agree with you. And that's the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah. And the reason why Jerome and the Kesef Mishnah think like that is because he's taking it in context. If you read Halacha Beis, the Rambam made a distinction. And Halacha Gimel, he doesn't distinguish. So the Rambam apparently holds that he did not made. So that's the case. So we have a machlokes, Rambam and Tosfos. But the emes is, the Mishnah Lamelech thinks our diyuk is wrong. The Mishnah Lamelech in Halacha Gimel says, you read the Rambam wrong. Instead of saying, like the Kesef Mishnah learned, like the Kesef Mishnah said, Rabbi Zavkaru said, that you should read it like Jerome said, that the Rambam knew about his distinguishing Halacha Beis, and he decided not to distinguish in Halacha Gimel, says the Mishnah Lamelech could have the opposite approach, and say the Rambam relied on his distinction that he just said a second ago. Two totally diverging approaches that could possibly put someone to death. So, this machlokes, the Mishnah Lamelech and the Kesef Mishnah, are not just two, different, pshatim. It's actually going to be the nafkaminas of whether or not a person's going to be, guy is sitting on the bezdin 23 day on him, they're about to kill him. Kohen Gadol happens to know Edis. According to the Kesef Mishnah, he doesn't go. According to the Mishnah Lamelech, or Naguna, he's chai. How's it possible? So, he's talking. Kavod HaTaira. So let's see, what's this all about? So I'd like to suggest what this is all about, in the following analysis. So let's go to the Gemara in Shavuos that introduces this halach of Kavadat Torah, which the Rambam already told us, and everyone agrees, that there's a chilek between Dine Mamonis and Isser Vehet. The only question we had is how do we plug in our Gemara about Kohen Gadol? So Taisus says on this Gemara that says, when it comes to Isser, in Chachma v'Neitza v'Entuna v'Neged Hashem, Taisus asks from a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas is talking about the following story. The Gemara says, "Hayaholech lishchay des pischo v'lamol es bno." This is the source. The Gemara in your Testament Beis going out to Chafam at Aleph is the source for Kavod Abrius. The Gemara tells us that if a person is wearing shatnez, that Kavod Abrius does not apply, and you have to strip yourself of clothing, even afilu be'emtza shuk. Why? Because of this din, ain chachma ve'entuna ve'enitza neged Hashem. Sorry, you're over an Isser, you're violating an Isser, you have to strip yourself of your clothing. No, the Gemara just says a regular person. No. So the Gemara says, aye, really? Kavod Abrius, you don't have such an ability? So Gemara says, what about in a person who has had the chiv of Karban Pesach, and he meets a mace on the way? So the Gemara says you should bury him. Happens to be the Gemara is even talking about a coin. The Gemara says you should bury him. So the Gemara says, why? Because Kavod Abrius. I'm going to miss the Karban Pesach. I'm going to miss the Mila. Zok the Gemara. The following words is the conclusion of the Gemara. Sheval Taise Shaini. What does that mean? Sheval Taise means, I'm not going to perform the Karban Pesach. I'm not going to perform the Mila. But I'm what? I'm passively not going to do that. Whereas in the case of shatnez, then I'm required to now strip myself of my clothing, and I now have to be mevuza and embarrassed and ignore the din of Kavod Abrius. Why is it that when over there I focus on the Kavod Abrius, and the Kavod Abrius outweighs the fact that I'm now violating mitzvahs of Pesach and Mila, and whereas when it comes to wearing shatnez, I ignore the Kavod Abrius and the shatnez wins? Says the Gemara, once kum ve'etzeh, you're wearing shatnez, you're walking with shatnez, you're putting on shatnez. And the other Gemara is what? Where I'm passively not doing the mitzvah. That's why he's off the Gemara, that's the Gemara in Brachas. Comes along Tosis and says, whoa, hold on a second. So why is the Gemara telling me in Shavuos that a Talmud Chacham has to go to court for Isser Veheter because of Ein Chachma Vein Tuna Vein Eitzah Neged Hashem? But where is Dine Mammon is, that's where he has the ability to rely on his Kavod. Frektaisis Akash and Shavuos, even in Isser Veheter, he should be allowed to not go to court. Why? Because what? Because it's Sheval Taise. He's not being made. So he's similar to what? To the case in the Gemara Brachis. To the case of Hayaharlech Lishkaris Pisco, the Lamel is Beno, Sheval Taise. Let's see the Taise inside. Aval Isurei in Chochma B'Sanhedrin Perakoyin Gadol our Gemara Deparach the third Taisus on the Daf the Ramaskal Aval Deparach Gabe Koyin Gadol Meid Mi V'Salamta Loi Motzi L'Shnu Yehudu Meid Ainu B'Yisir Timken Afilu Melech Nami. So Taisus starts off with our question of why did the Gemara answer L'Gabe Isir V'Heter by the Koyin Gadol, because the Gemara wanted to compare it to Melech L'Gabe Isur Lo Amrin Shetei Maso Alecha Mishum De'Ein Chochma. So Taisus says because when it comes to Melech, then it says Ein Me'idin, and it's not true. Taisus seems to hold that what, Abe? That a melech would have to be made, not only would a Kohen Gadol have to be made, but a melech would have to be made in Isser V'Heter, and that's why Taisus is answering Taisus Kasha here, that we couldn't have answered that it's talking about Isser V'Heter, because then the clause in the Mishnah says, HaMelech Eino Meid wouldn't make sense, because a melech taka has to be made in Isser V'Heter. So just an interesting new answer, which has ramifications legabe what the melech has to testify, which our Taisus in Sanhedrin might not hold. So now Taisus starts our Kasha. Miu Temo. The hacha sheval taisehu, ubeperek misha meisu bebrachas muchach, the shari afilu beister, the parach gabi amaitzi kilayim bebigdo poshta afilu beshok, mehoilich lishkodes pisco velomenos bo shemetam lemeis mitzvah, mishum bizayin ameis umeshani sheval taise shiny. Frek taises akasha. I don't understand. This gemara in Shavuos seems to split it iser versus mammon. It's not true. Even in areas of iser. Sheval Taisa, the Gemara Brachas tells us that we can violate Isurim if it's Sheval Taisa, if it's passive. So now listen carefully. It says, Taisa, Yesh Leimar, Dehosam gnai gadohu lemeis mitzvah. She'ein loy koifer. Guy bumps into a meis mitzvah, and he has no one else to bury. Sotois says there's no bigger bizayon than that. That is considered a gnai gadol. Says Toisus, you're right. Gnai gadol, we were matir isurim. B'sheval taisa. That's the teaching of the Gemara in Brachos. But if it's not a gnai gadol, then even b'sheval taisa, you're not allowed to violate any isurim. And that's shot in the Gemara in Shavuos. Why does a Talmud Chacham not be made b'sheval taisa, and even in areas of Isur v'heter? Him not being made for what? For an aguna, it's going to be Isser v'Heter, but it's Sheval Taisa. Says Taisa, because it's not such a gnai for a Talmud Chacham not to be made. Aye, that which the Gemara in Bracha said, what? That it's, that Sheval Taisa even helps you for Isser v'Heter? That's because it's a gnai gadol. That's mamish a base mitzvah. It ain't gnai gadol, go mu mizu. Says the Priyitzchak Blazer, says, thinks that that is the answer to the Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha in our sugya. Why didn't the Gemara make chilukim that what? That it's a hefsid mammon. Such a hefsid mammon that's so big that even the Kohen Gadol will go for himself? Says the Rabbeinu Yitzchak Blazer, perhaps the answer is that for a Kohen Gadol to go to court, that's more than a Talmud Chacham, that's a Gnai Gadol. And a Gnai Gadol plays by different rules. And by a Gnai Gadol, you don't have the ability to say, ah, if it's such a load of money, then I'm going to be mochel on my kol. So you already see that Tosis is breaking down chilukim within gradations of Gnai. So the Yitzchak Blazer says, maybe that's the answer to the Rabbeinu Yonah's Kasha about the $1 million case to answer for the Kohen Gadol. Perhaps the Kohen Gadol going to court is more of a Gnai. It's a Gnai Gadol, and a Talmud Chacham is only a Gnai Katan. Interesting. Fine. So Tosis gets out of the Kasha, and Tosis makes Shiurim within Gnai Gadol and Gnai Katan. Shalom da'atam Gnai Gadol, l'meis mitzvah, she'en lo kovrim l'kach she'i ba'al Tosis, shari. Fine. But now I want to skip into Tosis. Because not all of the days the Valley Tosis agreed with this. Tosis has another answer. Bo'idiyah shloimar, you see where it is? 12 lines at the bottom. Excellent. Listen to this teretz, Rabbi Yisrael. A fascinating teretz. What's the case over here, Rabbi Yisrael? Listen, he knows Eidus. And this is Eidus, let's take Abe's case. Iguna. What are we talking about over here? If this husband is still alive, and she thinks he's not alive, what's that going to lead to? Mamzerus, Eshesish. Big, big Isurim. Okay? So, Tosis Yodish Lamed, Kasha Oisin Isser Al Yodo, Loi Mikra Sheval Taisa. What does Tosis say? Kasha is totally wrong in the first place. Tosis, that's the Kasha, I don't understand. The Gemara in Shavuos makes no sense. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't have to go to be made. Not only by Mammon, he shouldn't even have to go by Yisr V'Heter. Why? Because the Talmud Chacham, Gemara in Brachos, Sheval Taisa, even Yisr V'Heter helps. So Taisis originally says, Gnai Gadol versus Gnai Gadol. He says, no! He says, you're not Sheval Taisa! Why are you not Sheval Taisa? Because that person who does the Avera is now going to do an Aveir al Yado through you being passive. Interesting. So Tosis calls Yenim's Aveira Kum Ve'ese, even though what? Everyone agrees right now when you assess the situation, I'm passive. And I would venture to say that the first day in Tosis looks at this second day in Tosis and says, what? Kum Ve'ese? Lamaisa, the guy is sitting at home, not coming, learning his black Gemara. He's not going to be made Eidus. He's Sheval Taisa. He's passive. So why is it that the second day in Taisa's held that that's considered Kum Ve'ese and that's not Sheval Taisa? And the first day of disagree. And if you want to know something, Rabbi Yisai, this Shiloh that these 2 days in Taisa's have had such unbelievable ramifications. You're not going to believe the ramifications. Turn to the tshuva in Noyde B'Yehuda or Achayim Siman Lamed Hei. This is my favorite tshuva in Noyde B'Yehuda. I believe I even quoted it in the shul. The Noyde B'Yehuda has a tshuva over here, which is a fascinating tshuva.
A guy comes to the Noidi Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Lander, and he says, listen to this. Talk about a shidduch. He says, I'm marrying this girl, but I was mizane with my mother-in-law, and I want to know, should I tell my father-in-law? Right? Right? So that he's not going to be violate over b'isr b'isr because she was mizane b'rotzen. And then she's asur al baila. Okay, right? She's asur al baila. Saita asur al baila. So what do I do? That's the Noidi Yehuda shaila. I mean, you know, I got a shaila. I don't know. What does Noidi Yehuda? I would retire after that. Yes, seriously. So the emes is, you got it. I can't even tell you. We shouldn't even record this. Like, Baruch Hashem, the year is Shemaim that the guys are now asking. I think I got 7 shilas about other guys in what they're doing on their finals, what they got reshus from teachers, and guys are now asking, what do I do as B'nai Torah? Like, guys are really making these cheshbonos of, like, you know, they're killing the curve because they're doing what they're doing. This is really, I don't think we can upload this, you know. But Baruch Hashem, I was really nispal. The year is Shemayim, and guys are really trying to do the right thing. Baruch Hashem. Okay. So that was the shaila. That was the shaila that the Noidi Yehuda, was given. So Noidi Yehuda says, I think it's a machloikis between the Ramam and the Rosh. What's the machloikis, the Ramam and the Rosh? Says the Noidi Yehuda. First of all, the tshuva is fascinating, not only for what I'm about to read to you, but the tshuva is fascinating because this Noidi Yehuda, it's kedai to go through this Noidi Yehuda during Elul. He talks about the tshuva process and how now he could do tshuva for the Yisurim that he did, and he talks about tshuva samishkol and different things and different tanesim. He talks about this tshuva. It's an unbelievable tshuva that Noidi Yehuda has. Kamamish kedai for many different things. Then he has a chidushim legabe the sugya of enes or chalalisser because he cheshbins. He says maybe she was a nida at the time, so she was also anyway. So maybe the isser like al baila was in chal. Unbelievable tshuva. Like mamish, you're learning these sugyas and you think like you know hetayrim and bava metziah is now going to be mater a woman to her husband. So says in the view to look at the third paragraph. Vini laman atzois ritzayin einin emeshiv al rishin. I'm going to answer first things first. The yahan shebikish ma'alosu shalilibches hazman l'chein einin emeshiv b'ktzara ki loy reisi l'akha klal. I don't want to delay and I have to answer b'ktzara. And by the way, the truth is huge. V'zeh echili ayodeya be'esh esish ezin satach azbayel imechuyuv lo yedia labayla la'afrisho mi'isr b'mokom she'esh gam mishpacha. We're worried about the zilzal mishpacha. Yikaro miyuchesis b'yisrael v'yesh lem bonim chashubim im shayich v'zeh gobel kovar abriyash adeich aloysa shish shabatoyra. Says in the Yudu, let's go straight to the Gemara and Brachos. Mat Mishal Land. Says, Hine Dover Poshin. The Loyam Brinan Galda Abrias Ela Besheva Al Taisa Velay Bekuma Ese. What do the Gemara tells the Klau? Kavar Abrias only matters Besheva Al Taisa and not Bekuma Ese. Umashikotza Ma'alos Shagamze Neged Abal Tshuva Hazem Mikre Sheva Al Taisa Shalo Yukum V'yoydiya La Abal. So I'm not going to tell I'm not going to tell this guy, and I'll be b'sheva al taisa, right? Right? So that's what he wants to say. And even though what the Baal's I'm going to sit quiet and I'm not going to tell him about it, and he's going to continue living with his wife, and he's going to be over yisurim. Mikomakom kemecha abal in yodem and melu shoygi veino yisemaisa bevezit. Says the Noidi Yehuda, last line of the first column. Dover ze plukta de rebusa. V'nechlegu b'zeh ha-Rambam v'ha-Rosh. A brand new machlek is the Rambam and the Rosh. What's the machlek is the Rambam and the Rosh? What's the din? The Gemara only talk about the following case. I started off, ha-yoylech b'shuk, v'nimtze shatnez b'bigdo. So Gemara says, that's it. Remove it. Gemara says, in chokhma v'in tfuna v'in etza neged Hashem, Gemara says you have to forget about your cover. Frech the Rosh on that Gemara. Machloik is the Ram and the Rosh. What happens if it's not my clothing? I know that Adi is wearing Kilai. Do I have to strip Adi or Adi? Because Adi is going to turn around and say, what are you doing, Rabbi? What's going on over here? Because over here, what could I say? It's over here, he doesn't know about it. So is that Sheva Al Taise or is that Kumbe Ese? Al Zeh Nechlegu HaRambam V'HaRosh. But Moyer Rabbi say it's not just the Rambam and the Rosh. It's our 2 days in Taisus and Shruis. Taisus says that for me not to be made, and this woman now to go on and go with the Eidus Iguna and not to know that her husband's still alive, that's considered what? That's not Sheva Taisus. Imoisa Acherem Yisr Al Yodo, that's what? That's Kum V'Esei. His Avera is because of me. Whereas the first Taisus that made Chilukim of Gnai Godol, Gnai Katan, held fundamentally, you're 100% right, the Gemara Brachos applies, that it's considered Sheva Al Taisus, even though someone else is doing an Yisr. Why? Because I'm sitting at home, I'm passive, I'm not being made, and I'm staying alone. I'm staying at home in a passive way. Says the Noidi B'Yuda, this machloikas of whether or not you should tell the husband is now going to be totally on our 2 days in Taisus, on whether or not what this is considered kum v'esei or sheva al taisa, will cover Rav Riya's supply over here. Should you tell the father-in-law, should you not tell the father? Yeah, David. Yeah. No. Adi's not sheva al taisa, he's not an avarion. But he's not Sheva Al Taisa. He put on the beg. You're asking the following question. You're asking even for me. Right now, I'm wearing Beged Shatnez. I'm not doing a Maisa. I'm not doing any activeness. I'm not doing any activity. It's for following. I put it on. So the Ritva writes on that Gemara, since you put on originally the Gemara, the length of time that it continues to keep it on, the Ritva has a Lashon, the Kesef Mishnah has a Lashon, it's Ke'ilu Hu Malbish L'Chazer Hu Malbish Kol Shav V'Shav. So you're right. It's a quirk of a case, but we view that to be kum v'esei. Yeah.
But it's
a
different thing. It's just from
if Aviv wearing a shot.
It's just from
Ba
say he was aware.
Right.
But by the Kayan not being made on
Eidus Isha,
he's directly responsible for the
Easter
that's going to be
done. Oh, I hear what you're saying. You want to say why can't you compare it? Why is he directly responsible? They did their due diligence. They cheshbon out the case. I happened to have some guidance, but I sit home. So now Adi was under the impression that this was not Shatnez. I happen to have certain information that know that it's Shatnez. So the two cases are very comparable. Wherever Rabbi say it's such nafkaminas la locha, and it's so nogeya, but what are they arguing about? What is this machloikas? So this machloikas, says the Stipler in Shavuos, is such a fundamental machloikas that affects many different sugyas in Shas. You see, we're all fundamentally trying to define the following Gemara. Kavod Abrias can be doiche and iser if it's shev va'al taise. How do you define the words shev va'al taise? So we defined it as passive versus kum v'esei, meaning active. Is that the only definition? Perhaps. Maybe it means Isser, because usually in Isser, a lav is kum v'esei. I get up and I eat the nevela, and I do something wrong. And sheva altase usually is that I am being mevatel, a positive commandment, a mitzvah esei. What happens if I have an Isser that's b'sheva altase? What's going to be the din there? So it's, you know what? It's not only nogeya to kavod abrius. What's the halacha when it comes to the halachas as follows? Chazal have the ability, yesh koyach l'chachamim, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, yesh koyach l'chachamim, lakor dover min atoira b'shev va'altas. Chazal have the ability to now be oikir adin min atoira b'shev va'altas. What does that mean when Chazal have the ability to say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? What does that mean? Does that mean that Chazal now say the mitzvah doesn't exist anymore? Or does it mean that Chazal tell you, we'd rather you in this conflict be passive and not be active? You see, there's two ways for you to understand any case of Sheva Al Taseh. You could understand it as follows. I have Kavod Abrius on the one hand, and I have an Isser on the other hand. So Chazal tell me one of two things. They tell me, no, Kavod Abrias beats out the Isser because it's Sheva Al Taisa. Or I could understand it like this. There's Kavod Abrias and there's the Isser. So what will Chazal tell you? Not that this beats out that. Chazal tell you, you know what? I don't want to mish. I don't want to get involved. There are two very important factors over here. So you know what we say when we don't want to mish, when we don't want to get involved, when we're very delicate over here? What do we say? Sheva al taisa. Just don't get involved. Just sit back. Is sheva al taisa the nature of the iser? Is sheva al taisa mimachmas the choymer that it's a kaldik iser? Or sheva al taisa now telling you no? You know what? There's two important things here. We're not being matche the other one. We're not being doicha the other one. The other one's still chai v'kayim, but we're just paskening for you. Don't get involved in the conflict. Sheva al taisa. That's going to have nafkaminas in the following situation. If you understand that the rabbis are understanding that the mitzvah still exists, but they have other cheshbonos that you're going to carry on Shabbos, so what happens if I do the mitzvah? Was a yotzer or was a not yotzer? If you understand like the first tzad that Chazal said, no, they were oiker the mitzvah. There's a yesh koyach lechachamim when it comes to sheva al taisa. It's a weaker aveira. It's a weaker mitzvah. It's only sheva al taisa. Chachamim have a koach to uproot it. If that's the case, even if you blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you weren't yotzer. Says Reb Kiva Eger, if a person blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah, he was yotzer and he shouldn't say shechiyanu tomorrow. Azoy Paskin's Reb Kiva Eger. Apparently Reb Kiva Eger holds that what? Chazal weren't oiker. Exactly. Chazal weren't oiker. They just told you, do me a favor. We have a cheshbin here. We're scared. We're nervous. Sheva altas. Same thing exists when it comes to Kavod Abrius also. Kavod Abrius versus an Isser. Did Chazal say Kavod Abrius has the ability to now say the Isser is non-existent because it's only a weaker Isser of Sheva altaisa? Or did Chazal not touch the Isser? Chazal just said, you should be Sheva al Taisei on the mitzvah, and it's not a weaker thing. Why is that relevant to us? I'll tell you why. Because if you want to cheshbin, if you want a cheshbin, that it's totally uprooting the other one, and it has the ability to be paramount over the other one, and it's non-existent in all those areas of halacha, so then what? Then it's going to be mitzad the chomer shabo. Is it chomer or kal? You have to weigh your options. But if you understand what? That all Chazal were telling you is to be passive and not to get involved, so it has nothing to do with chomers. Both exist. Both are chai v'kayim. We just tell you, please be passive. So now, you have 2 days in Taisus. Taisa says, what if the conflict is not by me, but the conflict is what? Is by an Isser by someone else. Okay? By an Isser v'heter, by Acherim. Like our case of Iguna, the 2 days in Shavuos. Like our case of the Isser Labayla. Like our case of the Rambam and the Rosh in Shatnas. If the answer is that what? That Kavod Abrius is doiche by an Isser b'sheva al taisa, because Chazal tell you just be passive and don't deal with the conflict. So then that has to be passive means I have a conflict in my situation. I have a Kavod on my, on one end, but I have an Isser on one end, and Chazal say, be passive. Masha'enkin what? If I'm cheshbening what? Other people being ivory surim al yodo. So then I'm looking at the Chomer Aveira. Then I'm looking at the Chomer or Kal. Then we're looking at the spirituality in the world. We're looking what is higher and paramount to what. So then I could even start cheshbening. Whoa, they're going to be Isurim al Yado. Kum Ve'ese doesn't mean what? Doesn't mean passive versus active. Kum Ve'ese means if they're going to be a spiritual desolation. Someone's going to violate an Aveira from this situation. Then it doesn't have to be only my Isser, but it can even be other people's Isurim. Mitzvahs don't have the ability to override Isurim. Kavod Abrius doesn't have the ability to override Isurim. This is the explanation of our Tosfos, says the Stipler, of whether or not Sheva al Taisa means just be passive, don't deal with the conflict. Or does it mean, no, that there's certain weaker kal isurim that we have the ability to totally get rid of, that will now explain whether or not I cheshbin other people's isur beheter in my situation? Is it only my personal conflict? Or no, it's mitzvahs versus isurim. It's kal versus chomer. That's going to explain the Rambam and the Rush, but it's even this machloikis of Sheva Tais and Kumba Esse is not only nogea to this sugya of Kavod HaBrios and this sugya of Shatness, but it's nogea to so many sugyas where Sheva Tais and Kumba Esse come up. Let's say, for example, the Chazal said that it used to be that a Sadin was Chayiv and Tzitzis. Chazal made a gzera that there was people were using tzitzis and tcheles that were shaloi kedin. So now if a person now would put tzitzis on there and tcheles on there, right? Would he get malchus? So if you understand that they uprooted the mitzvah, so now you just violate a los asse with that esse de chalois asse. Tzitzis and kilayim have the din of esse de chalois asse when it comes to regular tcheles. But where Chazal uprooted the mitzvah, so then there's no esse de chalois asse. But if you understand that one, no, it's just, you have a conflict. So we tell you, it's better, you know, Yesh Koyach Chacham and Lakar Dover Nesheva Al Taisa, Chacham have the ability to sell you, sit at home. Don't get involved in the conflict. But if I did it, I didn't listen to Chazal, so it could be that still Esseh Derech Elois Haseh. It could be I won't get Malkus in the end of the day. It could be that it's still in existence. So that's going to be this Shaila. What? What, for me to do it? No, you're a nice varf. You're a horrible person, and you're a zakin mamre. Yeah, no, I'm not giving you an aliyah, but you want to get that? Can I give the guy malchus?
What's akira?
They were oikar the mitzvah tzitzis.
I
said dalit kanfis where it's being used, and there's a mitzvah tzitzis where it's being used. We're saying now, no. Sheval tais. Yeah, the mitzvah and tzitzis is always on the gav. Right. If you understand the tzad that they were oikah the entire mitzvah, they can't be mekayim. So now I would get malchus. I would violate klayim. Right. That's what the Eshkol writes. The Eshkol writes if you bizman hazeh, you put tcheles onto your sadin, you know, you would get malchus because they were uprooted the mitzvah entirely. Excellent. That's exactly right. So Rabbi Chanan, when he writes about this, Rabbi Chanan says, that's the example he brings. He says, Tosfos writes that if you sit in a sukkah where Chazal made a gzeira to not sit at the edge of the sukkah, Chazal were concerned that maybe Shemi Yemoshech Achar Shulchan, right? So Chazal were concerned that maybe technically the person is sitting majority of his body inside the sukkah, and his shulchan is now half in and half out. It was good. It worked out. My wife puts the stuff from the kitchen at the end of the table. I bring it in. We have a whole system here. Comes along Chazal, Beisham, I say that you're going to be Shema Yemashech Achar Shulchan or Gzeira. You're going to come and bend over and you're going to be eating outside the sukkah. That's what the Gemara says. Tosfos has a chiddush there that if you don't listen to Chazal, or first of all, Tosfos says we pass like Beishamai, and then Tosfos says not only do we pass like Beishamai, Tosfos says if you sit in the sukkah like that, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. So Eitan's 100% right. That's one of the examples where Chazal totally uprooted a mitzvah on a level of Doraisa. There's absolutely no problem with the way you're eating this sukkah. And yet, Chazal now say, because you violated Issa D'Rabbanan, Chazal were oker the mitzvah entirely. So that Tosfos clearly holds that Chazal had the ability to not just deal with conflicts and tell you to be passive, Chazal had the ability to say, eradicate the mitzvah in its entirety, and that would be against the Reb Kiva Eger that says you're still Yotze, the mitzvah of Shofar, unless you would be Mechalik in the case of Shofar and that case of Sukkah. Yeah.
The problem is,
again, by every case of tzitzis, you're talking about tzitzis with kilayim. Every case of tzitzis, right? So you're saying like the Reb Nissim Gaon in Shabbos. The pashtus is the esse dechalos asse doesn't mean that there's no lav there. When the Torah says you should wear tzitzis and tcheles, the Torah says you should have the iser shatnez there, and there's an iser shatnez there, and the only reason you're not getting malchus there is because I have a chiddush called esse dechalos asse. So once I neutralize that essay, I go back to Malkus. You're saying another story. You're saying, no,
when the Torah was mechadesh esay deichaloisa, that you should wear tzitzis on dalat kanfas with cheles, it was loy nemra ha'ister in such a fashion. But I'll even say right, it was they would never gave that ister in such a fashion. But I would suggest even to that's only true when the mitzvah is in existence. I hear what you're saying according to Ramis and Gon, but one could still argue and say that's where the Torah was mechadish the mitzvah. But once Chazal had the capacity to totally neutralize that mitzvah, so the old ister kilayim, just like there's going to be kilayim in Adiz Beged, the kilayim applies to Dalet Kanfas. So that's what's going to emanate out of our sugya. So comes out, Rabbi Yisai, what comes out fascinating according to this is Lamaisa. This is a machlokes, the Mishnah Lamelech and the Kesef Mishnah in Das HaRambam. Again, we had a Shaila. How do we read our Rambam? The Rambam says that what? The Rambam says when it comes to Kohen Gadol, he's only made for a Melech. So Jerome said, like the Kesef Mishnah, he's only made for a melech, means legabe stam a person, even if it means an iguna, even if it means malchus din in a fashis, sit tight, no problem. Why? Come to Brits. I comes along the Mishnah Lamelech and says, no. What's the raya of the Kesef Mishnah? Because the Rambam made the chiluk by Talmud Chacham and Halacha Beis, and the Rambam specifically did not make the chiluk when it comes to Kohen Gadol. He said, sit tight. So comes along the Kesef Mishnah and says, sit tight for everything. Did it a fashas, iguna, everything. Comes along the Mishnah Lamelech and says, how could you say such a thing, what David said? Chalila. And what Eitan said, loisam al dam reyecha. Which if you remember, Rabbi Yisai, when we started this sugya, I quoted a Meshech Chochma that quoted a Sifra that said for a person, for a kohen, even in the middle of the Avoida, if he has the ability to save a person's life, he has to leave the Mizbeach and save his life because of the drasha of the Sifra, loisam al dam reyecha. Yet that Meshech Chochma and that Sifra is clearly against who? Clearly against the Kesef Mishnah of Pshat and Aramba. Because he says by Dinei Nefashos, you don't have to go. Not only the Avoida. He says, Kovat HaBrius. He says, continue your Chavrusa. Mishnah Lamelech says, Chalila. The Rambam was relying on what he said by Talmud Chacham, the Chilukim that exists by Talmud Chacham. That's what the Rambam meant when it comes to Kohen Gadol. My Rabbi said, what do we have over here? A Machlekes Mishnah Lamelech has a mission that potentially could save a guy's life. But in Lomdus, what do we have over here? The Machlekes, the Mishnah Lamelech has a mission in Das HaRambam about whether or not what? How do you define Kum V'Esteh and Sheva Al Taiseh? Which day in Taiseh and Shavuos do you hold like? Moir V'Rabbeisai, I think if our Cheshbon is right, we should hold what? It should depend on the Machloikas, the Rambam and the Rosh, by the Tshuva, the Noidi B'Yehuda. Since the Rambam holds that what? That you have to be Pirish. Another guy, I remember correctly, right? Which way did the Rambam hold in that Gemara? The Rambam holds what? So the Rambam holds that if you find your friends, you have to strip him. So clearly the Rambam holds what? That the definition is what? That it's like the second day in Tosfos and Shavuos. If he's going to be over in Isser al Yodi, that's not considered Sheva al Taseh, that's considered Ken Va'aseh, even though I'm passive, right? And that's why the Nedi B'Yehuda was going to tell this guy, you got to tell him according to the Rambam. Im Kain, the Mishnah Melech's right. Then a Kohen Gadol has to go. Because now you're going to be over in Isser. Bezdin is going to put this guy to death. This Iguna is going to get married. And now it's Oyber al Isser al Yodo. That's Kum V'Esteh. So look, fi our Cheshbin, it should come out that the Kesef, that the Mishnah Melech's read in the Rambam makes much more sense, which fits beautifully with the drasha, the Meshech Chachma, and the Sifra in Lo Yisamud Al Dam Reyecha, that for Dinei Nefashos and for Isser Veheter, the Kohen Gadol would have to be made.